Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Also, this podcast is made possible by MC Pro Hosting, the leader in Minecraft server hosting. Get your server today at mcprohosting.com.
You can't sleep, gotta build.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
Welcome to the Shaft, episode 191, recorded on July 24th, 2014. Oh, I did it right. I think.
I'm Britt Koblin.
I'm Afromonkey.
I'm Good.
Good, and no Maz today. That's why there's a big blank square there. Yeah. So Maz apparently is asleep, or he doesn't like Good. I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure he hates me.
And if you didn't know, Good's now a new host of The Shaft.
Yay!
Does this mean that I have to fly down there every week?
Yeah.
I know I didn't make it this week, but I figure, you know.
I was wondering what was going on.
Yeah. Like, we have a chair for you and everything.
I was giving you the benefit of the doubt, but we'll see you next week, bright and early. And we got an awesome show today. We got a bunch of news. We'll tell you about what we've all been up to. Tons of listener contributions and excavation station today. So I do want to talk about our sponsors, though. I don't know if you know about our sponsors, Good, but people can sponsor the show if they want to just by going to deadworkers.com/sponsor. And we had one this week, which is Noah24, who says, "Keep up the show. It is awesome." So thank you, Noah.
Thank you.
And also, you can go to patreon.com/deadworkersparty. And I don't know, have you done that yet, like Patreon, or are you getting into any
of these? Yeah. I checked out Patreon. Like BTC used, a couple of guys I know use it. And it's definitely something awesome for people that need a way to supplement their income outside of just YouTube, for sure.
Are you going to make one?
No, I don't think I'm going to make one. Not that I have anything against them. I've been actually helping a company called GameWisp that does something similar to what Patreon is, but it's just for YouTubers. But I just don't think that it makes sense for me to make one. People have said that maybe Minecraft should make one as a whole, so we have like a group fund from it, and maybe that would be a good idea, but no, I don't have one.
Oh, that
so support Dead Workers Party instead.
Yeah. Hey. But the Minecraft one sounds good. That GameWisp, we actually met them down at Smite. They're up in Tennessee, yeah. So they're like right between us. So we should meet there one day.
I think they've moved to Chicago now. They got some backers out of Chicago, so they've been working out of there.
Nice. So you'll have to keep us informed of how that's going.
Yeah, I think it'll be good once they get some of the cool stuff added that is YouTube-centric. But anyways.
And I guess that means we can just go ahead and go into something we like to call.
Our journeys.
I wasn't sure if we were supposed to say it anymore. I was so confused for that very split second.
Yeah, I know. It's apparently the sound is really low on those files, so... it's hard to hear, but yeah, he says it for us.
Okay.
Well, just good, right? We don't have to say it every time.
I almost panicked, dude.
And Our Journeys is, and I'm kind of going over things because I know you've been here, Good, a couple times. You actually were in the studio both times you were on the show, but just a refresher. I'll let you know and everybody else who's new to the show what it is. Our Journeys, we just talk about what we've been up to for the past week since the last show. Anything we think is interesting. Good, what you been up to?
Man, I have had the busiest week in Minecraft ever. We reset the Minecraft server to season 5. So we have a new map, new season, so tons of stuff to do there. We added a world border. So we're in this like little 500 by 500 cube that's slowly expanding 10 blocks a day. So I've been busy trying to steal all the diamonds for myself in this box. And then beyond that, we've also, on Play Minecraft, we've opened up a plot server, and we're doing role-playing adventures within that, something called Lords of Minecraft. So myself, Rob, Paws, Beef, and then a bunch of Rob's friends too, Dead Bones, Nissevin, people like that, we're all We're all lords of the land, and so I named my first squire this week, a guy named Mukaki, and he's been building for me. And then again, it's been a crazy week, and then I've been busy on Crackpack with Chad, OMG Chad. I'm sure you guys know him.
Yeah.
We've been working on the spaceship in the Crackpack, so this week has been a week full of just nonstop Minecraft for me.
That's awesome. I was watching one of the Lords of Minecraft, and it's hysterical. People need to check that out if they haven't already. It's you guys are just cards.
Yeah, you know, I'm not normally one to role play, but I don't know. This has been so much fun. It's like, all right, I guess I'm a role player now.
Have y'all seen this game called Velvet Sundown yet?
Velvet Sundown? I have not.
It's a drama game. So you basically... you're on a cruise ship, and you basically role play. Like, you're given a character and then all these objectives. And you go around and you talk to people in text chat, but it's like a Microsoft voice kind of thing. Talks it, says whatever you type, and it's just the craziest stuff you'll hear. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of dirty words and
I can see that.
Other things. So you got to kind of watch out a little bit. But I'm going to put out a video tomorrow, I think, of my run through with it, so you can test view it, I guess, by that. But yeah, it's kind of that same role play, so I think y'all would definitely make some great videos doing that.
Is it like multiplayer where
you're up to five people
playing together?
It's five people right now. It's kind of new, so there's some lag, and you gotta kind of jump in at the same time to get in the same game because they don't have a private lobby system yet. But as soon as that's worked out, and the other thing is you don't hear anyone else. Like, you just hear what they're saying in game. So you don't know who it is. So I think it'd be fun to everybody kind of film their own viewpoint, and then you tie them together on YouTube, and then you're like trying to figure out who's who on one video. And then you go check out the other videos to see who it was.
Yeah.
I see.
I think
there was a game kind of like that called The Ship back in the day. I don't know if you've ever played that.
Yeah, I had The Ship.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is like a modern version of The Ship with audio.
But I think that the synthesized audio would just be kind of creepy.
It can be. Oh, it's not as bad as like Microsoft audio.
Okay.
And it actually does pretty good.
I bet it's hilarious.
It is.
I'm imagining someone walking up to someone else going, "Hey there, sailor. How you doing? Would you like to buy me a drink?"
Speaking of buying drinks, what you been up to this week, Afro?
I was playing Sky Factory, and then my world somehow got corrupted.
Like in real life?
No, just in Sky Factory.
just on the server.
So I can't get it to load anymore, which is sad because I was doing a series on that. So I'm either going to have to start over from scratch or declare victory and give up. I do like to declare victory and give up a lot.
That's your victory? Giving up.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But no, I'm going to restart and try to start recording again. It's just work is getting in the way at this moment. So I haven't
seen Sky Factory. How exactly does that work?
Very much like Skyblock, except instead of getting a certain amount of materials at the beginning and having to get more stuff just based off of what you got at the beginning, pretty much if you can successfully grow a tree a couple of times, you can build from there. Most other materials could be harvested just by harvesting trees. You have to compost, you know, saplings to get dirt, and then sift the dirt to get pebbles, which you use to get stone or cobblestone, and continue building on through the various different ages, like, you know, wood age, stone age, whatever.
Right. That's pretty cool.
And I barely scratched the surface when my world got corrupted, so.
Damn your world.
I know. So, Brent, what have you been up to this week?
Oh, you know, I've been doing a lot of missed quests this week. I actually filmed 6 episodes. I'm trying to... I kind of had a little oopsie last week because I put out an episode where I had traveled to Shin's farm, and apparently I spoiled a new building that he was building.
Oh.
And he didn't say anything, and Lewis didn't say anything because they're both building there together. But I had a lot of their fans on the episode, you know, being like, oh, you spoiled the building they built, blah, 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 blah. But I didn't, and I just flew by. Like, I was even in the videos, like, I don't want to go through their stuff because I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah.
But the fans are so rabid that, like, from a hang glider flying by the farm, they're like, hey, they're building this. And I'm like, oh, my God. So normally we try to keep 2 weeks ahead if we hit anyone else's build so we don't spoil anything.
Yeah.
And like an idiot, I thought I didn't spoil anything, so I went ahead and put out the episode. So anyway, I'm trying to get 2 weeks ahead because a lot of what I'm doing in the series is actually going to other people's builds and building a portal. So we'll have a portal system and everybody can kind of... so we can collaborate easier instead of like having to, you know, just teleport and make it odd. You can just walk through and see other people's builds and, I figured that'll help out a lot. So, between that and killing servers, I've killed 2 servers this week.
You're really good at that.
Yeah. I killed the Yogscast Complete Pack server by, I put a mailbox in and then I put a fridge in and apparently both of them were blew up the server. So
you should have known, dude. Mailboxes and fridges don't like each other.
Apparently Mr. Crayfish builds a pretty shoddy mod. No, I'm sure it's fine by itself, but you know, once you get these mods together, you never can tell what's going to work or not.
Yeah.
So then, you know, I did an episode of At Brent Copeland, getting the prep work, making village towers and making villagers. They're getting busy. We have probably about 50 villagers now.
Yeah,
they're going crazy.
I haven't had a chance to log in since I built the Nether Bridge thing.
We'll have to get in and see. And then lastly, and I'm going on long, so I'll after 3 years, I finally updated my avatar.
Yeah.
And screwed up Good's avatar this week, apparently. I don't know if you've seen the images.
You drew my avatar.
I went and used the avatar viewer to get avatars for images and stuff, and I used Good LP instead of just Good. Because for some reason doing Good, I wasn't finding it, but it was because it wasn't capitalized right. So your Good LP one is like some weird... It's you with a G, but it's like a guy with like blonde hair and like this real big grin, and people were like, oh, that is not Good's avatar. That? Oh, it's on our site. You can actually go to deadworkers.com and see it. But I had it on the overlay, like when it switches to your video, and I just updated it for the show. Who told me? Maxo, I think, told me. Someone in the chat told me, said, hey, that is not the right one. I was like, okay, well, let's fix that before the show. So, that was my week.
Oh, God. They just now made it to the site. Oh, my God.
You like that, huh?
I had a terrible chemical pill or something.
I bet you're going to switch now, aren't you?
Oh, that's totally my new skin. This is...
Oh, God. Okay, so let's move on to the news.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
So we got a lot of news this week. I don't know if y'all have read any of these, but we're going to talk about Stampy Longnose, about Minethon, the new patch. There was a hoax based because of Minecraft. It's kind of a cheesy story, but I thought it was funny anyway. So, and then there's also going to be the Vex Invitational and also a giant controllable battle robot. I don't know if y'all have seen this.
Have not seen the robot.
No.
But I don't know if y'all have seen this article yet, but on Stampy Longnose, there's a big article, and he was on like one of UK's like television stations, but it's basically he's the Minecraft YouTube star you've never heard of. Now, if you play Minecraft, do you think you've never heard of him?
I think everyone I know has heard of this guy. Like, I mean, he came out of nowhere, right? But at this point, everyone I know knows who he is on YouTube, at least. But maybe we just live in that bubble of YouTube, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the way they're wording it to say the Minecraft YouTube star, that would imply that you know other Minecraft YouTube stars. So more likely, if you know others, you probably know this guy. So
that's true. And they're pointing out that he's bigger than Justin Bieber in One Direction. So how could you be a star and not be heard of?
Yeah.
It's weird the way they've worded this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's I mean, he's one of the nicest guys that I think I've met on the show wise. He is his character. Like, if you hear his character, he sounds Good and I were talking earlier, and it's like, what he's saying, he's like a perfect for like a, like kids love him because he's like,
he's like Elmo is what I was saying. Yeah.
Well, he's got that. He's that character. He is Stampy the cat, and that character kids love that. So big congrats to him. I mean, just to where he's going and what he's been doing. He's always been a big supporter of the show and comments on it and stuff like that. So always good to see.
It says he makes £200 a month. You should get him to support your Patreon.
I think that's like £200 of like money.
Like in like wheelbarrows.
Yeah. Here's £200. How much is that? I don't know. We just weighed it. It's
We weighed it. Here you go. comes up in a Google truck. Just dumps it.
Beep.
Front yard.
Also, this week is the and there's a lot of stuff going on this week. And apparently, the 72-hour Minecraft marathon for Able Gamers that Mindthon is putting on. It's coming July 25th, which is tomorrow as of the recording of the show. And we've been supporting them every year. I don't know if I'll be able to get on the stream this year. I didn't realize it was so close, and that makes me a jerk.
Yeah,
this is their last year doing it too.
Yeah,
and we were wondering if how they worded that in one of their press releases, if that was the case. Do you know any reason why?
I don't know exactly why this is their last year. I know Creeper Host has always sponsored them, and this year Paul, the guy at Creeper Host, has flown them all out to the UK, even so they're all doing it from one location. I know in the past, like, he's given them servers and stuff like that, but he's, you know, they're doing that still. But I don't know exactly why this is their last year. I think it's become just overwhelming or something. I'm not really sure. But I know that me and Co will be joining them on Saturday at 2 p.m. So we'll be part of the stream as well this weekend.
Is that Eastern?
Yeah, 2 p.m. Eastern.
Cool. So everybody jump in on that, and it's a good cause, and I'm glad you're jumping on that.
If you donate at least $3, you get to play on they have a 1,000-slot server that Creeper Host has given them, so you can play with other YouTubers and stuff like that this weekend. Anyone that donates $3 or more, or I think it might be £3. You have to weigh it first.
£3 of dollars.
Yes.
I'm going to give quarters because they're
heavy. Yeah, there you go.
Awesome. And I don't know if you've had a chance to play with the new, whatchamacallit, Snapshot?
I have. We just updated Minecraft to it. We stay on the Snapshot. So I was actually making banners right before I jumped in here.
What's your favorite one so far?
Banners? Well, I've tried to make a good banner. The problem is there's only so many pixels. It looks better than that avatar you put on the front. So what I tried to do was like the little like lime green in the corners, and then like gray. But then in the center, all you can really have is a circle, so it's kind of like a Chinese flag in a way, or a black dot. But they've added the creeper heads and stuff, like skeleton heads, all that stuff to survival as well with a snapshot. But they haven't said how you get them. So some of the banners, you need those to make, like the one like the skull and crossbone, I think the skeleton head and stuff like that. Like the creeper face is one. But I don't know how you get those heads yet.
Okay, so how you get the heads, they put in a new command too called / lightning bolt. So how you get them is by killing those mobs with a charged creeper.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know if it's like how possible that is legit. Like, how often do you see charged creepers, right?
It's very rare. I've seen a handful, but yeah. Wow. Okay.
So I don't know if they'll add some other ways or not, but that's kind of the secret way right now to do it.
I see.
But yeah, I mean, I'm just looking forward to seeing what creation. I mean, you know, like skins, right? There's going to be a site that's just like all the flags you can make.
Yeah, yeah.
And tell you how and stuff. So that's really cool. Did you get to play with it at all?
Nah, I've been at work.
Busy at work. Yeah. Busy at work. Well, what do you?
There was animation originally when they released it, but on our server there wasn't animation. I don't know if that's just multiplayer. There's not in it. Like they did flap a little bit. They don't now though. I don't know why.
Yeah, and the single player, they flap just a little.
Okay.
If people are watching the video, they can see sometimes it'll just kind of move at the bottom like the winds.
Yeah, like that one just did.
Touching it. But also, you can use a, so you can do layers. Like, what, six layers? Six or seven layers? I forget how many. Mm-hmm. Of colors and patterns to make your flag. And if you screw up, you can dip it into a cauldron. Yay for another use for a cauldron. But you can dip it in there to remove the last layer. So that's kind of a cool,
cool
addition. And there was a few other things in the patch, but it was like command line stuff that I don't read too much.
Yeah. No, I don't know what that stuff does. You can get Seth on sometimes as a guest. He'll explain all that stuff.
He'll probably make one of these giant controllable robots. Speaking of, let's go ahead and talk about that. If this thing is crazy, this thing is from Cube Hamster, and it is a huge giant mech. And this
that link just goes totally the wrong place.
Oh, let's see if I can. I will put the link under it in there, but it's actually a working vanilla mech that you get in and drive and walk around, and it is huge.
He did the whole thing in vanilla?
Yeah.
How does it move? Like pistons?
Like it's all
pistons. Holy crap, it's huge!
Yeah.
Oh, with slime blocks, I see. Holy crap! Okay, that's pretty impressive.
And so that's, and like, I don't know if he's shooting the TNT or if that's part of, like, the mechanics how to get a mech to work.
Is that like missiles that come out?
Like, so that's crazy. So I had to put that in here just because
wow, I just want to build this on the server and just kind of stomp on people.
Do it in UHC and be like,
that's how you win UHC. Show up in a mech.
Oh, that's crazy. Just shot out his fist and it's dropping TNT. Okay, that's just nuts.
Wow.
Nuts.
Yeah, that's like on a whole new level right there.
You know what else is on a whole new level? You like my segues tonight?
No, it's good.
They're going great. Apparently, in New Haven, there was a case where a kid called the police and told them that there was a shooting, that three people were shot, and that basically that he shot three people in his house. And so the cops came out there, and it turned out that it was just a hoax. And it basically ended up being, they think the kid who the hoax was played on is a server admin. He's like a 14-year-old but has his own server. And his neighbor, like kids, they think really wanted to be on the server. And they've done stuff in the past because they were mad about not being on the server. Like, is that not crazy?
Oh, man.
Like, am I going to have to, like, tell my son, like, you know, hey, watch out, you know, just let him on the server.
Yeah.
Let him on the server. Give him whatever they want.
I'm afraid to leave my house now. It's the creator of Minecraft. I fear for my life, Brent.
Yeah, thanks, Brent.
You're welcome.
That's this kid's father's name is Butler. With a name like that, it feels like your job is decided when you're born. I don't know. Who would name their kid Butler?
You have a job for the rest of your life. So let's see. Do you want to talk about this? The Vex International.
Race for Wool is the second map that that Vex ever made for Race for Wool. Direct Fire is being retired as a map that they use on the tournaments. And to retire it, they're going to have a tournament that is, I believe, the 27th. Yes, Sunday. This Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern, it'll include the original Team Tunnel Rats, which is Zisto, Zombie Cleo, Paws, and Joe Hills. And they will be going up against Co-Star, Seth Bleen, Kurt J. Mack, and someone. Probably Vex, actually. I think. Well, no, Vex is one of the streamers. The streamers will be OMG Chad, Vex, and Honey Plays. I'm not actually sure who the fourth will be on the team with Seth and Kurt. But yeah, it'll be the last time this map is used. It's the last map that Vex made, and they're finally getting rid of it, so it should be a lot of fun. So everyone check that out on one of those streams, Honey, Chad, or Vex.
Sweet.
Very cool.
And it's just a filled weekend.
Yeah,
something. It is. This weekend's going to be full of streaming.
Something I can watch at work when I'm supposed to be working.
Now, is Vex moving on to like make something new, or...
I don't know why he got out of the Race for Wool maps there. I can't speak for the guy. I don't know. I know that he may or may not. I don't know what he might be working on a CTM map again. I don't know if I'm allowed to say though. So he may or may not be working on a new map.
I heard nothing. What map? What map is it he's working on? So sweet. So that's pretty much it with the news. So let's head on into this.
I came in like a listener, contributing to the Chef podcast.
I haven't heard this bumper before.
To talk about. All you gotta do is listen to me.
You gotta love that one. How'd you like that one, Paul?
Yeah.
Is that your favorite?
Sounds so good.
Listener Contributions is sponsored by Audible. You can go to audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty. Get you a free month and a free book on us. Absolutely free.
Yeah. I've been using mine to listen to David Brenn's Uplift Wars series.
David Brenn's.
Yeah. It's very interesting. They haven't... intelligent dolphins and monkeys.
They're like smart dolphins?
Yeah. It's very.
As opposed to like the dumb dolphins?
Well, I mean, smarter dolphins. Yeah,
The dumb dolphins, they got to put lasers on their head, I think. Sharks.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah. And if you want to send in listener contributions or excavation stations, just go to submit.deadworkers.com and we will get them in the show eventually. The first one here is from Mangok Gamer, who says, "What up, fellas? Mangok here. Welcome, good, to the show, and hopefully you'll have a fun time there in the shaft. As for me, I've been having a great time with Minecraft on the Xbox. I don't know about you console haters, but it's really fun. See you at Minecon, especially you, Mazzy Poo, who's not here." So do you ever get any console gaming done? With Minecraft?
I bought it on the PlayStation 3 because I didn't want my nephew using my computer. And it's a completely different gaming experience. There's even different blocks in it, but I don't have an Xbox. I've never tried on the Xbox. I'm assuming they're both the same.
Yeah, I think they're pretty similar.
Yeah.
So were you able to play it for more than like 10 minutes before like kicking it?
No. I mean, you want to be on the PC, right?
Yeah.
And but more people buy it on the console now than they do on PC, I guess, because everyone that owns a PC owns it already.
Well, and also, because I think I said this last week, whatever you started playing Minecraft with, whether it was console or PC, it's probably going to be the type of controls that you're most comfortable with.
Yeah.
And all these kids, they're always playing on their consoles and whatnot.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
And I keep yelling at them to get off my lawn.
My nephew plays it creative on hard, so figure that one out. He just flies around and like looks at the mobs and freaks out about them, and then he comes and kills them and flies around some more. He loves killing villagers too. That's the only thing I've seen him do in the game is kill villagers, and then like he'll like jump up and down and run around the living room and like point at the spiders and stuff, and then he'll finally kill them. I don't know. I guess he's having a good time, so whatever works.
Sounds like we need to start a new series, UHC, Hardcore Creative Mode.
Yeah.
That people would watch. Okay, so we're going to skip the ones with Maz, and we're going to make him read them all next week.
Yes.
All right, so we'll go next. Sup, gentlemen. This is from Tuts Patoots. Oh, God, I'm all blind, so I'm like going to get all close up here. Just curious if you guys got any upcoming or current giveaways that you're doing. Thanks and love the show. Greetings from Poland. Give him some stuff, Brent. Yeah. And
do we have any?
Yeah, give him stuff.
Let's do a giveaway.
What
can we do to give away? I mean, we got a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a loot crate box right here. You can have, hell, everything in it. The t-shirts, except this comic. You win, Tuts.
Congrats, Tuts. Now you have to ship it all the way to Poland, Brent.
You're going to have to send in... I'll put the box with the other winners back here. But just, Tuts, send in your mailing address.
And sometime in 2018, you'll get your package.
I mailed something off the day before yesterday. I'm getting better. I've got three more boxes to mail out. I'm going to do it next week. I promise. So everybody who's won something in the past, I'm a bastard. I'm sorry. Next week, I will send them all out. Blame Maz. He's not here. He's playing.
Okay. This next one's from Uncle Maurice. Just an idea that popped into in my head. What kind of utility mobs would you like to see in the next Minecraft? Is it going to be another golem like the ones we have now? Thanks and welcome, Goo, to the show.
Thanks, Uncle.
I don't know.
Whatever it is, I want it to be in the Nether.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like it should be something more in the Nether.
Yeah, and maybe something along the lines of a golem. Maybe not exactly like, maybe not like a fire golem or something like that, but something to help. Well, I guess he doesn't really have villagers to defend. Like something that's a friendly mob in the Nether that you can create. Can you create a golem in the Nether? I've never even tried.
Yeah, you can. I think they attack zombie pigmen too when you do. Oh. It would be kind of cool if there was a mob that spawned that was like at war with the zombie pigmen. I don't know why. I just said that sounded really cool whenever you were talking about a friendly mob.
Yeah.
Like another, another race. Maybe, yeah. Maybe something besides strongholds that they build or something and defend against the pigmen or something.
A friendly version of that that's inhabited by a variety of different mobs that are friendly unless you attack them.
Yeah. I've seen the imps in one of the packs we're playing. They seem kind of cool. I haven't actually gone and killed one yet, but imp skin's always something to do something with.
Yeah,
it's like an upright pig kind of, right? The little imps.
I haven't gotten close enough. I just see the little red wings and from a tail. Distance. Yeah, because I'm like, they're going to mess me up because there's like 50 of them.
I think they're friendly.
Are they?
Attack them. I think so. We have in Crackback are friendly. They're just little guys.
Okay, well, next time I see them, I'll go over and hang out with them. See how they're doing.
I can't wait. 3-40 with them. I can't wait till Brent inevitably accidentally hits one of them, and then all hell breaks
out. Yeah, they might like turn into a demon and like eat your soul if you touch them. I don't know what happens if you hit them.
Brent apparently had the wrong pack. He got just messed up by him. I almost just dropped the F-bomb, and I caught it.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm letting you know that, because that's my thing with like the curse words. Like, if you know what that means when I say the F-bomb, then you know the word. You've heard it. So why does it matter if I say it? Yeah. All right. Anyway, so we can go on to Vincent DB82, who said, oh God, this is a long one. Mm-hmm. I'll read it. Okay. Hey guys, update. I have to say I used to be strictly single player when it came to Minecraft, but I'm digging some of this multiplayer action. Hypixel and Minecrack are cool. Mm. I also checked out Dungeon Realms based off a Shaft episode. Very fun. Then I got to checking out MTA. Very nice looking server, but it felt like I was in the middle of the purge in middle school. But it was fun exploring the city and finding loot chests. Speaking of loot chests, I signed up for Loot Crate using the promo code DEAD. Can't wait to get it. Keep up the good work. You guys make my days go by quickly. Stay shafty, my friends.
Very, very cool.
That's really cool. I'll have to talk to those Loot Crate guys, because I was just looking the other day and I was like, no one's ever bought one. I think they're... Like, I thought that was, and I was like, we quit kind of doing the ads because I was like, well, people must hate it.
Well, I wondered, are you sure that that's the right promo
code? I was thinking, man, I can't believe you have the promo code DEAD. It's probably like Dead Workers, and you just. Yeah.
I'll check again. I mean, I've checked the email multiple times because I was. The thing I'm worrying about is I think maybe if you just go to the site and put in DEAD, maybe it doesn't work, and maybe you have to go to like lootcrate.com/deadworkers. If that's the case, that's BS.
Yeah.
Look, Extreme's in the chat room. Hey, Maz, you're reading all the listener contributions next week. Just thought I'd let you know early.
Why do you hate me so much, Maz? Why?
I'm glad you enjoyed those servers. We give those out as ideas for you, and I'm glad it's working. Speaking of the Minecraft server, how's that going, dude?
Oh, it's like I said earlier, we released our plot server this week. It's been so much fun. Everything's been going good. Hopefully the new EULA that supposedly should have already been out doesn't come along and ruin all the fun that everyone's having for everyone. But I guess we'll have to wait and see if something happens on August 1st.
Sweet. August 1st, that's the date.
That's the date. That's the date that you're supposed to update based on a blog post, but that's not enough information for anyone to really make an informed decision. So we kind of really need to see that EULA to know what to do, I guess. So,
do you think we'll they'll be able to police it?
Oh, God, you're asking me some serious questions. Yeah. I mean, there's lots of ways they could police it. I mean, like, if they sent us a cease and desist, we would obviously comply.
Right.
I mean, we don't want to make any enemies or anything like that. It's unfortunate that some of the things they want to do is, it's unfortunate, I guess. But it's probably for the best that some of the servers get stopped. It's going to be hard to police it initially, I think. They're going to be overworked for sure. It's definitely more work than reward for them in the short term. Especially, like, the thing is, like, big servers, they'll probably just comply right away, right? They'll, like, Hypixel, those type of servers will probably do what's best for the community. But the ones that's going to be hard is those little servers that are really the worst ones anyways, the ones that are selling those diamond swords for $500 or whatever.
Right.
But really what Mojang could do, if it came down to it, if they sent a cease and desist, the servers didn't comply, they could block IPs at the authenticator level and prevent players from logging into those servers unless they're a crack server. So... anyways, that's all I have to say about that.
That's all I got to say about that. You know, it's weird. In working on all the bumpers today, there was one I absolutely completely forgot about. And it's probably the most important bumper of the whole show, the Excavation Station bumper. So, yeah, we'll just do it like this. Excavation Station.
You should record that and use it from now on. That's it. That's the bumper.
Wasn't that awesome?
It was so good.
I didn't even go full screen or anything. Small window, baby. That's what you get. So, Maz, read this one. You're not here. So we'll move on to the next one.
EnderGuy14 asks, or says, hello, guys. Great show. Now, Maz, I don't care what you think about too much food in Minecraft, but we need corn. Cornbread, buttery corn, and, of course, high fructose corn syrup. Then add obesity, and boom, we can have America in Minecraft. Wow.
So really, what he doesn't want corn, he just wants America.
America.
America. Well, you can make America flags now.
Yeah.
That's true. You have your freedom.
So, and there's already obesity. Right? They're going to make skinny with the thin arms, right? Are the thin arms in the updates yet?
What? What are you talking about?
I mean, Jeff tweeted out a thing. They're actually making the arms thinner on Minecraft avatars. So you can have the option. So you have thick arms or thin arms.
You can either have a 4-pixel wide arm or a 3-pixel wide arm.
Yeah.
What?
And it looks like you'll be able to make like a watch or something around the 3-pixel arm. Or wristbands or armbands. Whatever you might like to make on there.
Sometimes these changes they make I don't quite get.
Like the bunny? Like the toast.
Yeah. I mean, hey, at least they got the jump potion out of that. Yeah. That's kind of cool. But you could keep your bunnies.
Do you have any behind-the-scenes knowledge of the whole toast thing? Like okay, so you can name a bunny Toast, and it has a special skin, and apparently it was done after somebody on Reddit's girlfriend's bunny who died that was named Toast.
I know nothing about this. I'm sorry.
Okay. I was trying to delve in because I'm like, really? Like, that's what it takes to get an item into the game is to have your girlfriend's bunny die?
Have I mentioned that girlfriend's bunny died recently?
The bunny may have been fictional even.
Yeah.
You should just start saying every day, Brent, lose a new part of your pet family.
My wife's giraffe passed away. So
very, very tragic.
If we could get that added to the game, I would like that. I thought it was funny the bunny's name was Toast.
Yeah. who names a bunny Toast?
Like, who didn't see that coming?
right?
Like, dinner. Okay. Like, that's the only thing.
Anyway. Well, and you could murder him and eat him, too. So, I don't know. It's not much of a... I wouldn't want, like, if my cat died, I wouldn't want him to add him to the game and make him dinner.
Yeah. It's like, funny. I made toast, and it made rabbit stew.
Yeah.
It's weird. Weird how things work.
Oh, man. All right, this next one's from Coffinator. He would like to see furnaces, crafting table, brewing stands, enchanting tables, etc. break like anvils. However, they can be enchanted with things like unbreaking and things like that to not use resources.
That would be annoying.
Yeah.
I can kind of see maybe brewing stands and enchanting tables, but like right. furnaces.
Yeah, no, the furnace, I'm right with it with you, Afro.
And like the crafting table, technically all you're really doing on the crafting table is using it as a work surface and a place to hold your tools.
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's like your kitchen table doesn't fall apart every week.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless you're doing some really inappropriate like things on that kitchen table.
Like bunnies.
And it's weird. After doing the Ender Files and the Aberrant Coven, where we're just doing vanilla, we're trying to kill the Ender Dragon. First time legit. We've never done it legitimately in Minecraft. We're going to do it the first time. I've found a lack of gameplay. Like I'm to a point where I'm just farming arrows and farming experience to get a chance.
And I figure, like, you know, when I actually get a chance to log back in and continue gathering resources with you, I'll pretty much probably only be mining.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit adventurous because I might hit like a cave and there'll be mobs, but
I think we pretty much have what we need.
Yeah.
We just need to like go do it. I'll tell you more about it later, but we got the eyes and stuff, but it's just like it seems like there needs to be, I don't know, like slot machines. I can't figure it out.
Right? So well, you know, us adding this world border this season has changed the game like completely for us, and I think if the enchanting table broke over time, it would change even more because we're already looking at how many diamonds we have total for the whole map and stuff. So if the enchanting table was breaking on us after a period of time, that would change things too, you know, because I mean right now we're counting on that enchanting table, we're like using stone tools and enchanting those so we don't use up all our iron and diamonds and stuff. So yeah. I think it would add a kind of a cool thing to the game if some of those things did break.
But, yeah, but some of them, like I said, just don't make sense to burn.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Sorry.
Furnaces would be really lame too. Like all your stuff just like falls on the ground when it breaks or something,
and it's on fire, so it sets everything else on fire.
It's on fire.
I love this new mode. This is great. Used to be when just houses caught on fire for no reason in the early days. Anyway, oh, I guess this next one's me. So this one's from Poop Block Mages. That's a weird name, and that's not even right. Poop Block Magie. Oh my god! What the crap? Crap! Really?
You gave yourself like, the shortest literally. Thing to read too, and you're stuck poop. On his name. That's the funny part.
Yeah.
Poop. I gotta say this right. Poop Block Magie.
Yes.
There we go. Ruby Tools. So, is this
don't we
like,
need rubies first? Like, you cart before the horse here.
Yeah.
I think maybe it's a programmer. Wants tools to recreate Minecraft in Ruby.
Oh, well,
I don't think Mojang would go for recreating Minecraft in Ruby.
No. So, I don't.
But yeah, to my knowledge, there's no rubies in the game. Like, there's emeralds in the game, and that's a fairly hard mineral.
I think maybe someone's playing some Feed the Beast or something.
Yeah,
some kind
that's
of
a possibility. Yeah.
But those have ruby tools with the rubies.
So. Yeah, oh, that's true.
Well, maybe.
So just make the tools like you would a diamond thing, but with those rubies you have.
Yeah. You're welcome, Poop McGee.
Yeah.
Oh, look, he's showing me up. He's saying the hard name really easy. Like.
All right, this next one is from Creeperman 8362. I thought it would be cool if you eat too much at once, you will vomit, and the block in front of you will turn into a vomit block. You can scoop it up with a bucket, and the only way to get rid of it is to dispose the puke into lava. Also, every tick, you have a 1 in 3,600 chance to poop block. Poop log shoot out of your butt.
I'm for this.
We probably should have pre-read some of these.
I was like,
this is the worst. I feel like you need master to be like, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Worst idea ever.
Let's save that one for Maz next week.
So yeah. We can, like we're gonna put a hold stamp on that one.
Yeah. We'll tell you next week what we think about it.
Yeah.
Or at least Maz will. Let's just move on. Let's
just move on. All right. Thomas Booty here. What a name. As an avid sponge cake eater and fan, he's like a fan club for sponge cake. Anyways, I would love Mojang to add sponge cakes to Minecraft. It would be much better food source than cookies and any other sweets the game currently has. Hooray for sponge cakes. Love you, Maz. Well, he's not here specifically because he knew you put that question in. Would you make them with the sponge that you find in the ocean, you think?
I think you'd have to. Yeah. I guess you wouldn't have to. I mean, that's not how you make it in real life. But,
but wait, that's not how you make sponge cake?
Well, not if you want to eat it and not have like some intestinal disease from a nasty... I guess you're not using a dirty sponge.
Yeah, yeah.
Gross.
Okay.
Well. Like, because if not, then I've been making sponge cake wrong all these years.
You just use like a sea sponge?
Yeah, yeah. I totally go natural. None of that synthetic
stuff. Just a loofah.
all organic.
A loofah cake.
Now, I think actually that one and this next one were actually read last week. Because I specifically remember this next one.
Oh, well, you know, maybe they resubmitted it.
They really want sponge cake.
Sponge cake is awesome. Love you, Maz. Well, let's don't read that next one. I'll just go ahead and skip on. Well, I did something different today. I was planning to just play it out after the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some call-ins.
Okay.
So we could just basically call the show and do the call-ins and... say goodnight, or actually say goodnight before the call ends.
Yeah.
Is that good with y'all?
Yeah, it sounds good.
I'm up for whatever.
It's fine.
I'm all new here. I was going to say virgin, but that's not the right word. I'm a freshman.
Let's see. Yeah, I don't know what you'd call that on the shaft. On the first time.
Oh, God.
No, that's right. I think the first time on the shaft.
On the shaft.
But, okay, so, yeah. Let's, if you don't know, you can leave us emails. This has all been changed now.
I didn't do it.
Anyway, I love this housekeeping down here, by the way. A tweet from God.
I know. Isn't that... let's show people that. We can do that. We have the power. And this is something that Aztec left us in the show notes, so we got to put it out there. God said, before I created the universe, I practice on Minecraft.
It's a good place to practice, you know.
I thought it was a good place to practice. So, yeah. If you missed the live stream, you can hear last week's episode on wildfireradio.com. That's Thursdays at 4 p.m. Eastern. The shaft is on there now. Be sure to head on over and subscribe to Afro's channel on YouTube. That's Afro Monkey and Goods. I saw now it's just Good.
Like, yeah, well, and not just, yeah, but yes, youtube.com/Good.
So, yeah, don't, and it's G-U-U-D-E. So that's go right over there and subscribe. And, of course, you can go to Dead Workers Party, subscribe there. Be sure to call us at 256-812-1010, and you can always leave us emails at theshaft@deadworkers.com. So, before I play this, I'm going to go ahead and say wonderful first night as a full-time host, Good.
Yay, thank you.
And this is going to play for a little bit, so you don't have to stick around for that. That's basically what I was getting to.
Oh, well, I'm really excited. I'm glad you guys wanted me here. I hate that Maz hates me and couldn't show up. So
I'm sure I'll be here next week.
Yeah.
And we can yell at him and make fun of him then. It'll be good times.
It'd be just like normal.
Yeah. So with that, we'll y'all listen after the end part and you'll hear some calls, but thank you all. We love you and good night.
Bye.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Greetings, Ars Malik here with a suggestion for the Shaft podcast. You know what I'd love to see in the game? I'd love to see you be able to make some sort of a sticky compound that you can attach a lead to any block, not just a fence post. I'd love to be able to use leads as sort of a rope, as a visual effect in custom maps. But also I'd love to be able to attach my animals to things without having to put unsightly fence.
Hey, could you interview Etho if you could? That would be great. Hello, this is NYG Guy, and there's a few very cool adventure maps that you might want to play. One of them is the Little Clay Box, and there's also RuneScape 1, 2, 3, and 4. They're very cool, like, puzzle maps with the new 1.8 snapshots, and I would really enjoy if you would make videos of them and play them. You don't have to play this on the show if you don't, but thank you. Bye.
We need a phone call back. We need HD. We have an HD TV, but we're not able to play multiplayers on Minecraft. Please call us back. 80. Thank you. Bye.
Hello, this is Joshua Wilson. We can't get Minecraft to work on multiplayer on our Xbox 360. And so we wanted to know if we could get a refund or...
Hey, I was just having an idea, which is, how about it's spleef, but you can spawn a mob that will walk on a straight line. Every block it walks over, it destroys a block. How about that? It seems like it would be sort of bad because all these mobs would kind of make it glitchy, but in the end it would be pretty cool, but you need a big area. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, this is your favorite chapter here. I was thinking maybe we could have, not mass transit, but, like, cars, only the tires wore out after a while, so you'd have to replace them, kind of like on Pokemon, the repels, so that it'd have a limit, and you'd need roads so that your car could go there. Thanks. This is Expedition Station material.
Thanks, guys, for everything. You guys have gave me something to do for a really, really long time, and I would just like to thank you.